Now, there are so many history books and documentaries out there right now. And if you're launching a new podcast on Irish history, how do you make it stand out? You could decide to have a look at all the myths and legends surrounding the famous figures we've learnt about and see if they're true. Are you unsure? While you're at it, why not call it, I hope I don't get this wrong, We're Not Effing Historians. That's what my next two guests have done, comedian Shane Todd from Hollywood and County Down and YouTuber and successful author Hazel Hayes. Now join me both. Shane, you're in Manchester. Hazel, you're in London. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having us on.
Ooh, I think somebody's line's a bit dodgy. It's not yours, Shane, I don't think. How are you,
That's
Hazel?
I'm good. Are you? Can you hear me okay? I've been having a bit of trouble with the line.
Well, do you know what? They might call you back, but Shane is gone. We're going to do that.
Go on ahead with Shane.
I'll go on ahead with Shane. I might give him back.
It sounds like Hazel's calling from a payphone in the early 90s.
It does. Shane, congratulations on the podcast. Now,
thank you.
You know, I don't want to make a mistake. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, look, the name says it all, really.
It does.
Me and Hazel separately are massively into history, but and especially our own history. And it's something that I thought I knew loads about, but it turns out I don't. And over lockdown, I was looking at, you know, this day in history. There's those websites where you can see what happened on this day. And I realized that there was so much great stuff that happened in Irish history that I really had no idea about. So started looking into it more. And the idea of a podcast went from there. I got connected with Hazel. We share an agent, which is very showbiz. And we had a go at making a podcast. And now we're a few episodes in.
And I listened to one of them. And I have to say, will you please say Brian Boru for me? Go for it.
Okay, here we go. Brian Boru.
No. Go again.
Brian. Well, I just call him Brian. You know, I think from now on, I'm just going to call him Brian. If we really went into everything we get wrong in this podcast, we'd be here for a long time.
I'm not saying you've got it wrong. It could be that lovely, lovely northern dialect and different. Honestly, you've done Brian Boru. You've done one on St. Patrick. What's not true about St. Patrick?
Well, look, here's the main thing about St. Patrick. His name, I couldn't believe it. You mean you think you know someone, you know, but his name wasn't Patrick. His real name was, get ready for this, Maewyn Sukat, which I argue, if that's your real name, use that one instead of Patrick, because, I mean, everyone we know is called Patrick.
And I think we have Hazel back on the line now.
Hazel. Am I back, by the way? Yeah, hello.
Here she is.
Yeah, you're back. You get on well together, the pair of you.
Ah, he's fine. You know yourself. Yeah. Like, you know, you put up with them. I only have to be in the studio every once a month or so.
Just on a separate note, Hazel, I see that you've got your first novel out, Out of Love, it's called, published in the UK. And now it's been taken up by television. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it was just published in the US by Penguin, which is crazy and insane.
Congrats.
And I'm just chatting with them at the moment and still sort of pinching myself every day. Yeah, thank you very much. So that's just come out. And yeah, the option has been sold. I have to keep telling people it's not a TV series yet. Someone has bought the rights to make it into a TV series if they see fit. But we're just working on the pilot episode now.
Oh, wow.
And shopping it around and that kind of thing. But yeah, very exciting.
And when you were both in the UK during the lockdown, what did you miss about home?
Oh God! Well, Shane, were you over here during lockdown?
No, I've just been at home. But look, I don't really know because of Brexit. I don't know where I live anymore, really. But
what's home anymore? Yeah. Oh Jesus! Watch yourself. Now we'll be in a whole other interview soon.
Yeah. No, look, I stayed at home. I'm a homebird. I go over. We actually record the podcast in London, and I do. You know, after being there for a while, I do really, really miss home and just think about, I guess, the landscape and the people and all. I mean, I only ever go over for the day, but still, it does make me miss the place.
And yeah, God, yeah, he gets homesick even just a day here. I'm here like 10 years. Now, and I'm coming to terms with it now, but I really, really struggled for a few years, and every once in a while I sort of get that nostalgia. It's just the atmosphere, it's the people and the crack and the Macari's chips.
I love
and a walk
Macari's
on Dollymount
chips.
Strand, like you, yeah, you just miss it. There's just certain things you don't quite get here, and most of all, it's the people.
And tell me, what can we expect? What more can we expect from We're Not Effing Historians podcast?
It's I suppose
I feel
it's
so
for...
squeaky clean when I say that, but go ahead.
I suppose it's a podcast for people who are interested in history, but maybe weren't into, you know, the textbooks and facts and figures and that kind of thing. It's a sideways it's a sideways glance at all. I think you genuinely do learn something listening to it. I'm not sure what it is, but you might learn something listening to it. And it's history told a different way, put it that way.
And how did you get the name told?
Something.
Sorry, Hazel. How did you get the name past the publishers?
I don't know. How
seriously?
Did
well,
do
see,
that
my accent's very threatening. I just asked them politely, and they said, "Whatever you need, whatever you need." But we suggested this title, and then the company basically said, "What about using a word that's similar to that word?" I don't know if I can even say that word, but yeah. But we just
kind of, you can say "fecking" on the radio, I think, Shane.
Can't, oh, well, I don't know if I can.
Whatever. But, listen, it's coming up to towards
think,
the end
I
of the show.
You've just acceptable at 5 o'clock.
Just about. You've done it anyway. I would love to talk to you both much more, but we have run out of time. And I just want to say, We're Not Effing Historians podcast. Get not it where you get all your usual podcasts. Thank you both very much. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Hazel. That is all from me for today. Back again tomorrow. Drive Time is up next with Samantha Labrary. Have a great evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.